Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to encourage you to get your Bible and a notepad. We're getting ready to take you into part three of the message entitled Begotten Unto a Lively Hope by the Resurrection of Jesus Christ from the Dead. Get ready now and let's take you into this message already in progress. God bless you.
We shouldn't lack for nothing. This we can work excellence in everything we do. Everything. Hallelujah. And all I'm simply saying is God want us to determine who we're serving today. That's all he said. Now, y'all mad at me for talking out of my heart? Who you serving? So if Apostle Lewis make you mad, you're going to take it out on God's kingdom, the church? You in position, you in authority in God's kingdom, and a man make you upset, and your service just go disappear just haphazardly, you ain't going to serve him in this city. Don't fool yourself. Wow. I don't know where to go now. They shall see his face. If you could see his face right now, looking at you, would his face be happy about you? Or would he have a frown? Would he be sad? Or does it matter? Does it really matter how his face is? I want his face to shine on me, Brother Paul. I promise y'all, let me tell y'all something about me. I promise y'all, I pray God tell me what to do. I would leave my job in a New York second. I ain't got no God but God. If he told me to, my wife know this too. If he told me to, that's why we travel light. That's why we stay out of debt. That's why we don't buy all this stuff to tie me down. I ain't tied down to nobody but God. And I ain't telling nobody leave that job. Ain't what I'm saying. I'm just telling you where I live. God, tell me what you want me to do. Tell me where you want me to go. Tell me what you want me to say. I am your servant. I'll walk away from anything for God. I done left stuff many times. Have I done it? I done walked away from thousands, walked away from all kinds of earthly things, and I'll do it again because God is first in my life. I ain't telling you walk away from nothing. I'm just telling you, God just telling you, tighten up. And don't be tripping when you get rebuked, because whom the Lord loves, he chasing you. Servant trying to teach you something. You got a thousand questions. Now, y'all think I'm talking to individuals. I ain't talking to individuals to nobody. Y'all know this done shifted. Y'all know this. Y'all know the Holy Ghost shifted this. You know this. What? You even know this wasn't in my message. Hallelujah. I don't know where to go with this. Let's just pray a minute. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor in the name of Jesus. God, we love you with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind. Thank you for this local church here in Baton Rouge. Hallelujah. God, thank you for Highways and Hedges. Thank you for the chief apostle of this ministry. Thank you for all our bishops, Lord. Thank you for all our pastors, Lord. Father God, put a fire upon all of us. Help us all to do some self-examination, including me. God, show us where we need to tighten up at. Show us, God, where we need to tighten up at, Lord, and give our best and give our all to you. God, show us through this message, Lord. Because, God, we're going to a city where everything is excellent. Nothing lacking. And, God, we can't even get in that city unless we come with nothing lacking. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise him for just a minute. Hallelujah. Praise him for just a minute. I think I'm going to close on my last point here. I'm going to try, because I'll never get out of that. I'm going to close on my last point, understanding the lively hope. I need you to understand this lively hope. And before I close, let me get you to understand some things about this lively hope. Watch this. In Habakkuk, if you read Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 down to verse 4, he talks about the vision. The vision is yet for an appointed time. And it says at the end. This vision that this prophet was talking about was at the end. And when you study the scriptures, he's talking about at the end, when the saving of the soul take place and the soul move into a glorified body. When you come into the full sonship, and when you now getting ready to lay hands on your inheritance, when you're going to be able to touch your inheritance. Jesus said, I'm the bright and morning star. He said, I've been given a name above every name. And then he said, if you overcome and keep your first works and keep your first love to God, I'm going to give you the morning star. He's trying to tell you everything I have, you going to have. And God going to put you over kingdoms. And everything in that kingdom, your name will be above every name in that kingdom. I'm not saying over God. I'm saying whatever territory, field of influence he give you, your name is above every name in that territory, field of influence. Now, he can't trust you with that if he can't trust you here. So it said, write the vision, make it plain. So I'm just making this vision plain. What is the vision? That we're going to receive an inheritance. That we're born with a lively hope inside of us. My hope is not nowhere in this earth. So nothing in this earth should detour me. Nothing that happens to me on a day-by-day basis, including death, should stop me if this hope is alive inside of me. Hallelujah. Christians don't know about this hope, and that's why we have to talk through it. And the Bible said a vision gonna come. And though it tarry, wait on it. I'm waiting on this vision of this city. Ain't nothing in this earth can satisfy me. This earth has become strange to me. Everything in this earth, all the wealth, all the prosperity, everything has become strange to me because I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. That's my hope. That's my hope. But I also see another vision. You got to see this vision. And this vision, the Bible said, write this vision on tables. You know what tables he's talking about? The tables of your heart. When the preacher preach under the anointing, this stuff is being written. Your eyes coming open. What is the vision? That something else going to happen at this end. He's going to have a group of people on his left hand that he's going to say, depart from me. You go into eternal damnation. I see that vision. And because I see that vision, I'm going to purpose not to be in that group. I see another vision that there are going to be peoples on his right hand. He's going to say, come ye blessed of my Father, enter into the joys of the Lord. I see the vision. And because I see the vision, I stay faithful. I serve faithfully. I do anything God say. Nothing going to get me down. Nothing going to stop me. I'm not going to participate on issues. When issues come, I'm going to uninvite myself. Because I got to stay steady. Because only his servants down here going to serve him up there. His servants shall serve him. Romans 8:24 said we are saved by hope. Why does that scripture say we're saved by hope? Because you have been begotten unto a lively hope. Where's your hope, Christian? I'm not talking about anybody individually now. I'm talking to the whole church world. Where's your hope, Christians? Because if you've been begotten by God, you, just like the baby came with a heart, you came with a hope. And that hope makes you stay encouraged. Hallelujah. And that hope, it's in you. It's supposed to be in you. It is a strong desire within that produces a confident expectation with a happy anticipation. Where is the happy anticipation? Where is the expectation? Where is the anticipation if you're born again? This stuff's supposed to be in every Christian. And the Bible says, I'm saved by hope. Why am I saved by hope? Because if this stuff is in you, I can't be still. I got ants in my pants and I can't, you know what I'm saying? You know, you ever heard that? You can't be still, you got some ants in your pants. Well, I got some ants in my belly. I'm stirred up. I'm subject to, how you say that, preacher? I'm subject to erupt any minute. You may see Apostle Lewis walking in the hall all quiet. Oh, glory, I get the shouting on you. Where's the hope? God distinguishing Christians from name Christians. Christians got a hope inside. They look different. They're mysterious people. They're peculiar. They stand out like a sore thumb. They can go through funerals and never be moved. Elder Shalando, stand up. I've been pondering this 3 or 4 times because I said, Lord, I don't want to say nothing you ain't said to me. I'll shut up if you ain't told me this. But I just got it again. He told me Minister Augustus is enjoying his inheritance right now. And y'all, you act like you ready to enjoy yours because you'll go through a trial and not change. Come on, somebody. God's showing you who the Christians are. I've been seeing him enjoying his inheritance. Hallelujah. I'm living for the last day. Man, you know, if God let me live 10 more years, glory to God. 20 more years, glory to God. I don't know about you. I don't want to go too far beyond 70, 80. I really don't. Now, they don't look at me funny. You know, everybody like different things. I don't like what you like. If you want to go to 90, yeah, help yourself. That's you. I personally don't unless God need me. You know why? I'm excited about the last day of my life to go in no sin. To say I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I've finished my course. And henceforth, there's a crown laid up for me. Now, I'm not saying I'm ready to die. I want to hang around with Brother Bobby a while. Sister Miriam a while. Come on, somebody. But I'm telling you, I got my mind made up. I'm looking for the last day. Glory to God. What you looking for? The Mercedes? Your business to prosper? Ain't nothing wrong with your business prospering. Nothing wrong with your Mercedes. I'm just telling you, get your priorities straight. For we're saved by hope. This hope saves me. I'm going to stay saved because I'm going to stay in this side of this lively hope, this happy expectation, this anticipation inside of me. I'm anticipating this thing. And because that anticipation is in me, that's why I'm saved by it, because it keeps me propelling, saved by hope. Hallelujah. Some people ain't going to be saved because they done lost their hope. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doeth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. I'm patiently waiting for it. Now watch this. Now I know as humans, sometimes you do encounter human-like things and sad days. But like I said, uninvite yourself, don't participate in them. And if you got to go, some days, I mean, let me tell y'all a secret. Some days when these moods try to come in or when these bad days try to come in, I resist them the first time I sense them. But I can go a half a day fighting them before it literally disappear. I'm just telling y'all reality. Somebody said, that's too long. It really is. Now, usually when I resist them, I don't think no more about them. But there have been some times when I went the whole day resisting the devil, you know, feeling down. But we walk by faith. Not by feelings, sight. Sight has to do with senses. I resist that thing. I don't entertain that thing. I still stay steady in my Christianity, and that thing just disappears. Hallelujah. But when you go through those days, that's why this verse is in there, Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, not necessarily sin, infirmities. Because some people are weak to emotional things. I understand that. Some people are on different levels. And some people do have battles with thoughts and feelings and issues. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. Because he'll help you through these infirmities. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. I don't owe my flesh nothing. If my flesh not feeling right, I'm going to take you to the gym and exercise you till you feel better. You're going to stop eating that burger till you feel better. Whatever I got to do to you. You ain't going to participate in lust when you got the beautifulest woman in the world. That's how I see it. Don't nobody entice me but her. You can't offer me nothing in this thing. God need more Christians like this. God need more Christians who got this hope inside of them. And you'll be like Peter. You'll be like Paul. You'll be like those guys. You know why saints in this day, in this 21st century, can't be like those early saints? Their hope. They don't understand this lively hope. And if you don't, where's the hope that's in you? That you was born, you've been begotten unto a lively hope. Why you dead? Yeah. Come on. I know I'm preaching to the radio now, because I know ain't nobody here like this. I'm just about done, I promise y'all. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. You're going to die. The Bible said, God said, I said ye are gods, but you're going to die like mere men if you don't get this right. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again the fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. He's my Father. He's my Father. He's my Father. Now, there I know many kids who, when their father left early, and they never saw their father, that kid grow with a hope one day to see their father. They can be mad because he left them, but there's a hope deep within that I would like to know who my dad is. Same thing with moms. Well, we've been begotten to a father that we ain't never seen. Where's your hope to see his face? I want to see his, that, now you understand why I say I want to see his face. I want to see my daddy. I want to see the one who birthed me in this kingdom. I know he's real. He live inside of me. I'm going to serve him here. Because when I look at him there, I don't want to see no frown on his face because I didn't do something right. Man, that would break my heart. Would it break your heart? If it don't break your heart, you done already broke his heart. Hallelujah. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You are children of God? We're children, all children in all things being equal, all children love to please their parents. They want their parents proud of them. Well, what about us in the kingdom? Do you want your father proud of you? The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, you're going to have to suffer, saints. There are going to be some days that's going to challenge you. But you can't let those challenging days change your steadiness with God. Hallelujah. I shouldn't have to ask you things four times when I need it the first time I ask you. Now, it ain't about pleasing me or Pastor Moore or even Chief, even though you should do that. It's about pleasing God. And if you don't see it that way, you don't see clearly. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. There's a glory that's going to be revealed in you. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. I'm a new creature. When I, on March the 4th, while coming on Calhoun, turning left on McGregor, I became a new creature. But as a new creature, I was still living in a vain world and in a vain body, a body that still was dying, still getting old, still going to corrupt one day. He left a new creature in a vain body. Now, he did sanctify the body and call it the temple of God, but it's still dying. He left this new creature in a vain body. But now the expectation of the creature, wait, that's not just creation now. Even though creation going to be delivered from bondage. But we talking about this creation of this son of God that's been birthed. You born unto a lively hope. And now you in this vain world, going through vain things, going through moody days, and you got to stay in this vain situation and have an expectation. I told you hope is an expectation. I'm expecting to one day, poof, come through this thing, walk on streets of gold, live in a city that's pure gold, gates made with pearl, no more death in that city, no more pain in that city. Looking at God, don't need no light in the city because God is the light that light up the whole city. Can't cry in the city. You can't pain. Nobody dying. But right now, I'm a new creature in this vain world with an expectation to, poof, turn from a caterpillar to a butterfly. That's what the hope is about. Where's your hope? If you're a saint, where's your hope? Hope is that expectation. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. I'm waiting for this full manifestation when you look at me and you look at Jesus and see the same person. That's what I'm waiting on. It says, for the creature was made subject unto vanity. You see that? I'm subject to vanity now. Why did God Almighty birth him a new creature and put him in a vain situation? Because he said, you got to prove yourself worthy of me. Most folk think they're just going to get in heaven for free. You're just going to glide into this thing. You got to be counted worthy to live with him throughout all eternity. There's scriptures all over the Bible say you have to obtain this thing. That's what make the cross preachers, the modern day cross preachers and the modern day grace preachers such liars. Especially preachers that talk about you're going to sin all the way to death. I'm glad I came at the end of that funeral because I'd have messed it up. And I don't want to mess it up for Mr. Roberts' sake. I'm telling y'all because I went through enough with these lying preachers. And I love every one of them. But you ain't going to tell no lie around me and I don't send you a note or come up there. I'm nice, y'all. Sister Kizzy know I'm nice. I mean, I tear them up on the radio, but you know I love them. But you ain't going to tell no lie. I know what these lies do to people. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who subjected it in hope. What the scripture talking about? God made you a new creature, gave you the Holy Ghost. You're excited, full of fire. But he left you in a vain body and in a vain world. This body can still ache. This body can still go through mood swings. But he put something inside of you called hope. And that hope should stay alive inside of vain situations. That hope inside of you make you stay faithful when you don't feel like being faithful no more. The hope. You've been begotten unto a lively hope. Where's your hope, Christians? Because every son got it. Every son of God was birthed with it. It said he subjected it in hope. Because the creature itself, this new creature, this son of God, this son, and this creation that's been corrupted, the whole creation going to be delivered in the glory when the sons come forth. Hallelujah. It's connected to us. So it says, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who subjected it in hope. God has subjected us in hope. That's why I'm taking my time preaching about this lively hope. What is it? I'm trying to explain it. And if you don't have this, what I'm explaining, you're really not born into the kingdom. And if you ever was born into the kingdom, you done lost it. And I'm trying to say, get it back. Every son has this. But because the creature is, come on to the keyboard, Bailey, remind me, I got to close. I need to close. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. You know what he's talking about there? The Bible said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we all shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. This corruptible shall put on incorruption. This mortal shall put on immortality. And then the saying will come to pass that death is swallowed up in victory. Death is going to be the last enemy God destroyed. And when he said this corruptible and this mortal, he's talking about your soul. He's talking about your body and your soul. The soul is finished in the end. Because the Bible said at the end, it will speak. The vision going to speak at the end. He's talking about 1 Peter 1:9, receiving the end of your faith, the saving of your soul. Your soul not finished to the end. Now you got to receive this engrafted word in your soul all the way and keep changing, keep changing, keep changing. And there's a new body waiting on you. But if this soul don't keep changing, and the Bible said draw back to perdition, you're not going in no glorified body living a horrified life. Not going to happen. You're not going to go in no glorified body and his servant going to serve him if you didn't serve him here.
Well, praise the Lord. That's it for today. We're just about out of time. But I want to thank God for those of you that tune in today, and we hope and pray you was blessed by the word of God. If you was blessed by the word of God, we want to be a support to the word of God. The Bible says that you are to communicate to them that teach in all good things. It's on my heart to talk to those of you who have been faithfully listening to us. I probably have never spoke with you and never talked to you, but you have followed us faithfully and you get blessed by the word of God, but you've never taken the time to support it. The Bible said that you ought to give to those who sow spiritual things into your life. So we are sharing this with you because this is part of your growth. It's not because we need it. Hallelujah. It's because you need to give so that God will honor you further. Glory to God. If you've been blessed, it is your duty to be a blessing. So those of you that have been following us for some time, I am encouraging you not to be a freeloader on the word of God, but to be a support, knowing that someone else needs to hear it. And I believe you're going to do just that. Glory to God. If you would like to visit one of our wonderful services at Refuge Temple Ministry, we would like to invite you to 10414 Mammoth Avenue, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. If you would like to come, you can come on Sunday mornings, 10 a.m., Sunday night at 7 p.m., and on Wednesday, we meet at 7 p.m. as well. And you'll get the blessing of hearing our chief apostle, Bishop Wendell Archer. Glory to God. Again, that's 10414 Mammoth Avenue, Refuge Temple Ministry, right here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. If you would like to call us, you can call us at 225-802-5613. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying we love you. We thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.